We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Well, that sucked. That fucking sucked. And anybody who wants to say that we're too negative tonight, kiss my ass. Because ain't nothing to be positive about tonight. Honestly, the only positive thing is that the Heat actually scored over 100 points. Brah fucking go. But it wasn't good enough. I mean, obviously, look at that final score. Pacers 137, Heat 110. there's a ton of shit to talk tonight. Guys just completely looking lost defensively. On offense, guys that you depend on to hit shots. And it's not like it's just one bad game. These guys have not been able to hit shots for weeks, and they've covered it up by winning against bad teams, dragging teams into the mud, beating teams 90-87, 100-94, and we keep glossing over the fact that this team is absolutely inept offensively, and tonight it caught up to them. Like, tonight was where the defense just – they didn't have it. I mean, this is six games in nine nights or something like that. Like, their legs look tired, and they cannot score. And then they just let a bad offensive team go ham on them offensively. So you miss the fact that this team cannot score consistently. Night after night, we see them struggle to get to 100 points. And then you have a hot shooting team in the Pacers. The Heat have no chance in that situation. So, we all enjoyed the win streak. We enjoyed the 11 under 12 or whatever, them climbing back to fourth place in the Eastern Conference, where I believe they're still sitting at because everyone's losing in the Eastern Conference. But if anybody fell for that fool's gold in this streak, this team needs a shakeup. Trevor Ariza is not enough. Relying on old Goran Dragic, you see where that gets you. Our guards are not good enough. So go ahead and bring me out, Brass, now that I've set everybody up for quite a fun night. By the way, I'm Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954, your host for Hangover Time. This is a Drip Drop Friday. We are going to be taking shots for subscriptions. You guys shoot us some subscriptions, and we will take shots. Listen, we need the shots tonight. You guys need the shots tonight. Everyone needs a drink tonight. So, Brass, what is everybody drinking? I'm surprised. I was a lot calmer during that intro than I thought I was going to be. Because there's going to be some point tonight where I am going to fucking let loose on fucking Tyler Hero for going down, blowing fucking layups, and not taking his ass back on defense, looking fucking lost. Yes, drip drop my ass tonight. Fuck that shit. I was like, that's phrasing. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it yet. I'm going to calm down. But, like, you can't blow layups. You can't just fucking miss three-pointers and just completely dog it on the other end. Like, it just – at least Duncan Robinson, he's missing shots. Kelly's missing shots. They're not just completely lost on the defensive end. But, anyway, I'm sorry. I'm going to – Tiff, calm me down tonight. Mm-hmm. Tell me – Tim's like, no, go off. All right, Moose, what are you drinking today?
I'm gonna hit you one time with some frustration. Drip rap. I'm pissed. What am I drinking tonight? Well, I mentioned last time that I ran out of the monkey shoulder, so I was gonna go out tonight and buy some liquor. But then I remember that my sister's out of town, so I just decided to raid her shit. So if you're watching, Christy, sorry, but she's not watching. So we got some Dewar's White Label here, so I'll be shooting that. And I got some right here with a little splash of soda.
You mean two people live in that apartment?
No, I actually went to her house and got
it. Okay, just wanted to make sure, because that's
come on, bro. My dog barely fits in here, all right?
That's against fire code. You can't have that many people in that place. Bad girl. Tiff, what are you drinking tonight? Bad girl.
went back onto my Tennessee whiskey. And honestly, because I felt like I needed a snack, and I'm just like the team, I don't give a fuck tonight. So I'm just going to be chomping down on some of this trail mix from Uncle Giuseppe's. Take me out, Brass.
Brass, what you got for us tonight?
I didn't do anything too fancy tonight because... you know, fuck this game. I made an old fashioned, because this was just an old fashioned ass whooping tonight. This was bullshit. This was honestly like prepping for the show. I look up and how the fuck did the score turn? What happened tonight?
They forgot to play defense. Completely forgot to play defense. I mean, we were trapping guys at half. We were trapping like TJ McConnell at half court, and then he was still blowing by two guys. Like, it made no sense. Also, TJ McConnell turned into Michael fucking Jordan tonight.
Well, I mean, he's an all-star. Let's be honest. I mean
motherfucker was the glove tonight. What is wrong with Frankie? Is he okay? Is his screen frozen?
I think he's frozen.
No, he's just happy.
No, he's not.
I'm happy, guys. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I'm just always happy here. Happy to watch the team. Happy to watch them play Miami Heat basketball. 137 points. They scored 110. I don't know what's to be upset about. I don't know what I'm doing with my voice.
Neither do I.
It's
I like
going
it,
crazy.
I'm terrified right now.
I'm drinking some Pinot Noir from 7-Eleven. Speaking of 7-Eleven, they were open all day, just like the Indiana Pacers.
There you go.
Pinot Noir. Roseanne Barr.
God damn this team.
Damn it.
You want to know what's really funny? Like, I was starving, so I ordered Uber Eats. It was supposed to get here at like 10 p.m. The motherfucker just showed up, and he can't find my apartment.
Oh, like, that always happens.
And I was like, all the time.
Honestly, at this point, he could just fucking leave and give me a refund. Mm-hmm. Like, the building says I'm not giving my – but it says it really big on the front, and I have an apartment number. The gate's not even fucking working. I don't know what's wrong.
If only you had Uncle Giuseppe's.
Right, I need some. This guy's as efficient as a fucking Heat's offense tonight and on the season. Hey, Jack Alfonso, host of the Weird Alf pregame show.
Ooh, babyface.
What's up? First of all, look at you clean the fuck up,
babyface. Is that corduroy?
Yeah, this is the jacket. I'm just kind of close.
Don't move your arms too fast. Your ass might catch on fire.
This is a good game.
Jack with the TJ.
Shit, Jack.
Jack with the TJ McConnell haircut.
I thought it was a good game. Both teams played hard. One of them played a little harder, and that's just how it goes sometimes. But
the
you
least you can say
game.
Is
you
that
didn't
he,
watch the game, did you?
That
Jack?
He gave their best effort. No, I stopped watching after the first quarter. I think.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, yeah. Take him out, Brass.
I'm taking him out. Yeah, that's enough of that.
Jack definitely didn't make it to tip off.
I made it to tip off. I have a show where I go straight to tip off. I lead you right into tip off.
Ooh, I mean, you crazy. Ooh. Yeah, Frankie.
Just the tip with Jack.
Oh, Brass, get out.
That's what you should have called it. Wow.
There's not much left after that. So.
Oh. Baby.
I'm on the wrong show.
As in baby.
See, I wanted to hit him with it, but it's not worth it. So. I'm not pissed, guys, man.
It's a little song. Drip drop.
Drop drip.
Phrasing. We're doing shots for subs tonight. So Brass is going to watch the sub count. We are taking shots for every sub we get. Usually we get too fucking drunk by the end of the night to take all the shots, but we are going to try because we need alcohol tonight. We need alcohol after that game. I don't want to hear about the Bam out of bio stuff. He was super aggressive. Defensively, he was there. I don't know if anybody really showed up defensively. But Moose, offensively, they can't continue to have their starting backcourt score 13 points. What did they go? 3 of 12 from the field tonight. No, I'm sorry. Wait, it was worse than that. 5 of 17 from the field, 3 of 12 from three. Like, they cannot.
Is Frankie at gunpoint or something? I'm terrified. I'm like, I'm worried. Is this
he's
like
happy.
My fucking cheeks hurt, bro.
Are you warning us?
He's happy.
I think Frankie's listening to all the people in YouTube comments that say we're too negative. Yeah. So he's trying to be super positive about this bullshit ass game. But Moose, starting backcourt, once again, our guards got outdone by TJ McConnell, who looks like he just left a militia meeting and just came out and just tore our asses up. Phrasing. What? How is this a problem that can be fixed, or does a trade need to happen? Is there a trade out there to even be made? Like, what do we do?
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I think those are two different questions. Basically, because I think it could be fixed? Probably not all the way. Does a trade need to be made? Absolutely. I've been saying that they need another guard since before the season even started. What's concerning right now is Dragic's dead legs. He has no lift in him whatsoever. He had a few minutes there where you saw some energy, but it's kind of like when you're playing with Madden and you hold down the turbo the entire time. You only get it for like 2 seconds and then it's gone the rest of the game. That's basically what he looked like tonight. Tyler Hero as well. I know we're talking about starters, but I'm going to go with my boy Drip Drop because, yeah, he deserves to be spoken to tonight. What the fuck is up with your shot, bro? You were hitting every single three-pointer last year. I was building off this whole character based off your gameplay, and you're killing me right now. I mean, every shot is short, and Kendrick Nunn is just fading back into the background like the season went at the beginning. Like, it's just, I think a trade needs to be made. There needs to be some type of energy put into the guard position because right now we're getting nothing from it. And that's no shot at Goran. I just think that he's spent because we're asking way too much from him.
Goran's spent. Goran is old. And we've been calling it all year. And like, we've been called haters for it. And I'm, you know, Giancarlo Navas used to yell at me and say they have enough. And I said, no, they do not. They've never had enough. They don't have enough offensively. And they can win games when they drag other teams in the mud. But you know what tonight, Tiff? The Pacers refuse to be, you know, to be drugged down into that slow pace. And what happened? They ran our asses off the court. And the blueprint is set now. You know, if you want to beat the Miami Heat, do not play at their pace. Just run their ass over and over because they cannot keep up offensively. Like they just can't keep up with the pace of the game.
Cause we old and slow. We was old and slow last year too. But we extra old because we're a year older, more slower.
Even our young guys are slow.
But they was already slow. So the difference was they were slow, but they could shoot.
Now they slow
and can't shoot.
But you know, there used to be times last year, Frankie, where they would come out with a lineup and they would have I know your face is hurting at this
fucking
point.
It hurts so bad.
They would have lineups where they'd have Derrick Jones Jr., Bam Adebayo. Like they would have lineups where they were actually more athletic than the other team. And like we don't see those lineups anymore. Like there's a whole lot of smoke and mirrors on the offense to get guys open. And then defensively, it's a whole bunch of zone and, you know, covering shit up to just to cover up the fact that you can't guard guys one on one.
And they're trying to run a lot of Goran, Tyler, and Duncan lineups to try to help the shooting. Has not helped the shooting. Has not helped the offense. Definitely hurts the defense.
I can score on that lineup.
Oh, yeah. They threw Trevor Ariza in there with Bam. And did not do any better. They don't have any like consistent lineup that they can just run to and count on. The Pacers went to their bench and smoked the fuck out of the Heat.
like a pack of Cools.
TJ McConnell doesn't smoke Cools.
No, he smokes Marlboro.
Marlboro,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Marlboro
extra Ray. Thin.
Guys, we need to drink more. We do have some subs. Eric the Great 539 gave out 3 tier 1 subs.
Eric the Great, shout out, man.
Shout out.
Brian, do you want to hear all of them? So we
Brian M,
1227 gave out 5 tier 1 subs.
There we
and
go.
Twisted Tapioca gave out 5 tier 1 subs. So
by my 13 shots.
13.
There we go, guys. So I'm just
13 gone. Shots. All right. Hit them one time. Drip drop.
Frank okay.
Fucking me up today.
Take it slow.
All right. That's
I don't like how he's acting.
They don't watch a fucking Weird Al pregame show. They would have known to.
You don't act like this on the pregame show. You don't act better, but you act different.
YouTube doesn't shit on our emotions on the pregame show.
Alf, go ahead. Talk about how they fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
Jack, I'm going to ask Jack. Jack, did we fall for the banana in the tailpipe phrasing?
What does that mean?
When it
Moose, have you never heard that?
Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Moose is the oldest person here, and he hasn't heard that.
He is. He really is.
Yeah, he is.
I'm surprised you haven't heard that.
Right, Brass? He's definitely the oldest person here.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Listen, man, who doesn't like to have dinner at 5 o'clock and be in bed by 8? Come on.
That's a great idea. Jack,
the whole Moose, Heat team.
Moose grew up eating a full steak with a glass of milk.
Jack.
Take it away.
He downsized apartments in his old age. Like this is his
home. That's what it is. I don't need all the extra space. You know,
that's a 55
one, two steps. That's all I need to take. That's all I need.
55 and up community. Ever since the kids left the nest,
y'all got golf carts.
I'm never. You know what the thing is? I'm never up early enough to get it. Yeah, yeah.
Jack, was the streak that he went on, was it all fool's gold, or you know, is there something to be built on? Like, should they keep the band together? Like, what? I'm sorry, keep this band together. Anyway, what do you think about this run that the Heat's been on compared to where they actually are?
The streak is two things, right? Like. They've had some really good wins in there. They beat the Jazz. They beat the Lakers. They had some good wins in there. And they're
wait, can I? The Lakers and the Jazz have both fallen the hell off ever since.
But
so I don't know.
Like those they're decent.
Okay,
team.
But the Jazz are losing to everybody. So were those wins really?
It wasn't because they played poorly against the Heat, though. They played well. They played really good ball. That team was not this team. But I think it's like two things, though, right? Where I think. They have that ability in them. They still have that cap because they have Jimmy Butler and they have Bam. They have like shooters who can get hot and like inconsistent players, but like the team ceiling is really high when they're consistent. They're just not consistent. And like on a playoff level, you're not going to get to that point. And the streak looks a lot better than it did because they were playing garbage teams, like really bad teams.
And guys like Kendrick Nunn were actually showing up.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of, it is good. Like the streak is good. I think this is still a good team. They're like middle of the pack of the Eastern playoff picture. They're nowhere near the top three, which is where they need to be. So, I mean, I don't want to overreact, but like you do need major change because the offense, frankly, has never been good at any point in the season. You at least want it to get to average. And the defense is a little bit of fool's gold. Like it's really good. It's elite. But in a playoff series, Kelly's going to kind of get run off the floor, and you're going to see how little front court depth you have.
It's not even – I don't know if it's elite or if it's just the pace that they are forcing other teams to play at. Like, we are falling for the banana and tailpipe. I don't know what else to call it. We are falling for the fact that they are keeping teams under 100, but also scoring under 100. Mm-hmm. Like, they haven't done to a team what the Pacers did to them tonight. And how long?
Right.
Was there a single dominating win during that entire streak?
No. And Alf, how many times did we see that from this team last year?
Right.
Yeah. Where they just
last year they were putting up points in bunches like we hadn't seen in a long time in a Heat team. And fast forward, what, a year later, and it's just turned upside down.
Listen.
Here goes Giancarlo with the defensive rating is pace adjusted. Yes, I understand.
Okay. You know what I think of that? You know what I think of those ratings?
What do you think?
Fuck them ratings.
That's what I think. How many good offenses have they played? Like, really good offenses. They've played good defensive teams. Like, the Jazz and the Lakers are the wins that, you know, you can hang your hat on. But those are, like, really great defensive teams. The Utah's a good offense, and they played good offense. But other than that, like, I don't know. Can you beat the Nets? Can you beat the Sixers? Can you beat the Bucks? I don't think you can beat any of those teams right now.
No, you can't. You can't.
Not in seven games. You might not be even –
What do you mean seven games? You got to get to seven games.
The Pacers were 5-15 in their last 20 coming in.
Exactly. And came in and said, this is my house now.
And they can't score. They can't score either.
No. Right. They came in and put their feet on our couch.
I'm hearing that I'm wrong.
Muddy boots all over the place.
Yes. I'm hearing I'm wrong because of pace adjusted and whatever. I don't know.
Let me tell you about what the pace adjusted is.
A bunch of bullshit.
Exactly. First of all, fuck that pace.
I don't believe in pace.
I don't believe
in pace. I don't believe in pace. I don't care how fast you go.
How slow you go.
I don't believe in pace. Slow, I don't believe in pacers. Fuck them numbers.
Exactly.
All right, Brass.
They hit him one time with some pace. I had to do it.
All right, lost Brad. To the second best team in Indiana. Fucking shit.
There's only one answer to this question, but let's go ahead and ask the question. Who kicked our ass tonight?
They kicked our ass.
There's one answer to this question. I'm going to ask Moose first. Moose, who kicked our ass?
You know what? I actually got to go with Malcolm Brogdon because he looked like Ray Allen out there.
That is not the answer. Wrong.
Kick him out, Brass.
Next. Tiff.
Mr. McConnell.
Correct. Frankie, who kicked her ass tonight?
Mitch's nephew.
Give me a second. I've been drinking too much. Jack, who kicked her ass tonight?
Kendrick Nunn.
That is acceptable. No,
no, there was only one right answer tonight. The militia man himself, TJ McConnell, coach's son, sneaky athletic, crafty. Gym rat. No,
and Karius LeVert, he came out with some energy tonight. And I'm just saying, like, I think there was.
No.
He filibustered our ass all day.
He sure did.
Jack, do you have the right answer yet?
The TJ McConnell?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But like the Pacers, they just need to figure out that they were beating themselves, you know. And
yo, that motherfucker had 15 assists.
Yes.
Goddamn.
I mean, let's just be honest. When Alf said earlier, we can't something something this backcourt.
Holy shit!
I just feel we can't this backcourt. This is not the backcourt to go into the finals with. Not the finals, the playoffs. I'm sorry, Nunn and Duncan, that's not your backcourt.
I'm sorry. There were so many fucking plays where TJ McConnell just out-hustled our guys. And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Tyler thinks he is, who Kendrick thinks he is.
Because they've been reading press clippings.
You know, Goran, at least he's old. He has a fucking excuse, and he's done something in this league. Like, stop letting TJ McConnell just completely out-hustle your ass. Like, get some fucking nuts and do something. Like, it was so fucking embarrassing watching this guy just fucking run circles around our fucking rookies. Like, it's fucking TJ McConnell. He averages 6.7 points a game.
And they're not rookies.
In the first quarter. Oh, I'm sorry. They're not even rookies exactly. anymore. Like, what the fuck are these guys doing?
Wow.
Wow. I'm getting nauseous. Take that off.
Oh my god, it fits.
That like hit me twice, like.
And it was uppercuts.
Put it back. Oh, put it back, Brad. Put it back. That is your best work.
This fucking guy, really I'm also
he's even got the M.
That's the best he's ever looked. I'll tell you that. That's the best he's ever looked in his life.
I can't take it.
This is TJ McConnell's time of the year. He spent 15 years in college. His March Madness.
Yeah.
He's fucking motivated.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's go ahead. I feel like I need Alf. Go ahead and unleash a little bit. Let's talk about all the cereals.
You know what we've been doing?
Let's talk about all the drips. Let's talk about all these podcasts. Let's talk about all Chipotle. These. Let's talk about all these stank ass. Shut up, Moose. Delicious. Let's talk about all these stank ass burritos.
Get them, Tip.
Everybody's advertising. Everybody's on boats and doing podcasts and got your hat flipped to the side. And ooh, this is what we doing. And we meet Jimmy at 4 a.m. in the gym. Y'all need to be there at 3:00. I don't understand what is happening. Everybody's smelling themselves. Nobody can hit a jump shot. Man, send their ass to Indiana. I'll take TJ. I'll take Brogdon. And what's the kid Dad used to play? I'll take him too. Fuck it.
Gabe Vincent.
Yes. And send me some sweet sausages from the bodega down the way. I'll take that too.
Frankie, like, fuck turn him. That shit up.
No, because nobody ever want to be real that's about what the problem is.
Finally, a natural smile from Frankie.
Today. Right. They've been.
Look at this motherfucker.
Oh, motherfucker.
Get this motherfucker. Get this motherfucker out of here with this drop and drip.
Man, he's on drop that drip, motherfucker.
He's out. He's out. He's out. Because nobody want to tell the truth. They've been playing like ass for the whole time we've been on the win streak. But they just didn't get exposed because Jimmy was playing Captain Save-A-Ho. Look at what happened tonight. God. Jimmy couldn't pull out that cape. Those knees look real old.
Here's a problem. You can't pull out the cape if you don't have it close with 6 minutes left.
Exactly.
Like, I put this on the timeline. When the Heat are down 15, you know what you think in your head? How the fuck are the Heat going to score 10 straight points to get back in this game?
Exactly, because they can't score 5 straight.
Thank you. This team can't put a...
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top 3 things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Run together. And when they do, they will score 10 straight and then give up 12 straight right back. Like, this offense is so fucking trash. And
because they're like a troll's puzzle that my 5-year-old had. She got it when she was 4. That shit sat there for a month, unsolvable. That second month, guess what she could do? Just like Ray Charles.
I will say though, if you like Fruit Loops, like
move his ass, move him,
move Fruit Loops and save some money. I mean, I know it goes to charity and that's cool.
If you like Fruit Loops, don't.
Aside from the charity thing, though,
not the charity. We love the kids.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes 3-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
I do want to address something. There are these people on the timeline, and there's multiple of them. So don't think I'm taking shots at any single person or any single outlet. But if I hear one more fucking time that Kendrick Nunn is a reasonable replica of either Kyle Lowry or Victor Oladipo, I'm blocking you. Straight up blocking. Shut the fuck up with that nonsense. Listen, like, he can do it for five games in a row or four games in a row. He can't do it consistently over a season. Lowry, Oladipo have shown you over a course of a career that they are consistent scorers. And next to a guy like Jimmy, next to a guy like Bam, they would vastly improve this team. Stop praying for Kendrick Nunn to be a fucking NBA player. Like, he is a seventh man.
He is an NBA player.
Well, I mean, he's a sixth, seventh man, maybe an eighth man. He should not be your third go-to scorer on your fucking team.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here with Kendrick Nunn is a reasonable replication of Victor Oladipo. Oh, and he's cheaper. It's not your fucking money. It's Ricky Anderson's fucking money.
Yo. Fuck off, Moose. God damn it. That was not the point to butt in. You fucking eating your fucking cereal, streaming your fucking beat. Shut the fuck up, Moose.
I'm just saying, like, it's actually not that bad. You know he's got, like, a puzzle in the back.
Exactly. He doesn't have a puzzle on the fucking defensive end. God damn.
I will say about Depot, like, the criticism of Depot.
Even Hero can't solve the fucking back of the box. Go on.
The reason people were down on Depot is because he's, like, inconsistent on offense and, like, you know, it's just not there anymore. But, like, on defense, he's, like, a million times better than Kendrick Nunn. And still, like, him being inconsistent on offense means he plays like Kendrick Nunn on offense with a way higher floor. Like, when he has a bad game, it's like a Kendrick Nunn game.
Yeah, like, and so his defense is a thousand times better than.
So if you look real close, if you squint and turn your head sideways, and then put a Coke bottle up to your eye, he looked just like Vic.
I'm so sick of the narratives about how you can't trade for Depot because you can get him for cheap in the offseason. I've said that at some point, but at a certain point, you have to realize Jimmy is not going to get younger. Goran is certainly not going to get younger. They're tired. They're fucking old.
There's not a single person on the team outside of Jimmy and Bam that should be considered untouchable. Goran has – maybe you say Goran because he has given enough to this organization. He deserves to retire here. That's fine. All right? I'll give you that.
Somebody say in the chat, Nunn is 27 for 84 for the month of March. That is, I'm one for one.
But, like, I'm – that is fucking horrible, by the way. And but, like, we keep doing this thing where we're just like, this guy is untouchable. I wouldn't – you know how many people are like, oh, you can't give up Iggy? Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not?
If we keep giving up 140 points, you can't give up Iggy.
Well, and I hear people saying, like, oh, well, yeah, right, it's true. But I hear people saying tonight, like, oh, well, Iggy wasn't out there, so maybe that's why. Like, motherfucker, we lost by what, 27?
Jordan could have been out there.
Before he left
the first time, and it wouldn't have helped them.
When you are relying on an old-ass Iguodala, when you're counting on him to save you, you got some problems. And they need to be addressed.
Well, starting with your backcourt.
And Brass, to your point, though, and Tiffany, like, we've been saying it all year, if you're relying this much on Goran, you have a problem, you know? And we can't be relying on Goran to be a superstar every single night. Kendrick Nunn to be a superstar every single night. Tyler Hero, you can't rely on him to be a superstar every single night. Like, this team needs to be upgraded. I mean, we're not being negative. It's just the facts.
No, fuck that. I am being negative. I'm being negative as fuck. Like, put it on fucking carbon and stone. I'm being negative as fuck. We can make a t-shirt. I don't give a fuck. I'm being negative. This is just, this offense is not good enough. And everyone who keeps telling me they need a four, fuck a four. They need
anybody.
They need anybody. If it's a four who can penetrate and fucking and shoot out and kick it out to shooters and score in the paint and break down defenses, sure, we could use a four. But stop with the we need a fucking four shit. Like, we don't need John Collins. Like, give me John Collins. I don't give a fuck. But what we do need is a guy who can run this fucking offense. Like, you see what it looks like. Jimmy Butler can't do everything. Goran Dragic can't do everything. It's just like, fuck, Goran Dragic should not play again to the playoffs.
I said that last week.
Yep.
And not the second round, not even the first round. Second round, so he can make it through the finals.
Fuck, I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Goran
might just be on the sideline.
Precious was not held out tonight. Precious played in the fourth quarter during cleanup time, because Precious be out there looking like he don't know what the fuck he doing either. We have a whole bunch of guys who don't look like they know what the fuck they doing half the time.
We got an all team glitch. Yeah.
What did I tell you last time when we spoke about this, Alf? I don't think Spo trusts Precious. I'm telling you, like, well, and exactly, Jack. He's, with the way Precious is playing, he's showing it. But all of these minutes that we've been giving to KZ, we've been saying, is it that they're showcasing it? Is it trying to get KZ more involved? I think it has more to do with just Spo finally pushing back on, I'm not going to give these minutes to Precious. Until he starts to show me more in practice, I'm going to give these minutes somewhere else.
But who do you trust? Who do you trust?
Fucking Mo Harkless? Like, Mo Harkless can't even get in the game. And like, what the fuck? Oh, my God, man.
Who do you trust?
You have, like, six players on this team that you could trust to play NBA basketball.
Who? Hoping, like, who's the six?
Bam.
Wait, Jimmy. What's today? Friday? Okay, I trust Bam on Fridays.
Come on.
Bam's been, like, he's had probably two legitimately.
I just said that, Jack, so you could talk, because I knew you was going to. Oh, come on, man.
Get him, Tiff. I'm this motherfucker, too. You're both of my co-hosts. God damn, both of them.
I'm so mad at the chat who's saying, like, we can't fucking, that Bam's not untouchable. Of course Bam is fucking untouchable. Did you see how he played tonight? He grew so fucking
good. Did you see how he played tonight?
In a shortened offseason, he's been so fucking good this year. Just because he's not where he needs to be at 23 is, like, not an indictment on him. It's an indictment on the Heat for not building a team around him. Like, he shouldn't have to be doing as much as he has to do. Ideally, you would have some fucking structure so you don't need your 23-year-old to be, like, prime LeBron for you to win on a given night. Like, you shouldn't need Jimmy to have an MVP season for you to win a fucking game, because they all have tired legs. Should I not? What?
Tiff, you're hosting the show now. I don't know where to go.
Oh, okay. All right. All right,
it's
Jack.
It's been your show the whole time anyway.
Jack, all right. I'm glad I got you to talking. That's what I was trying to do. You're sitting there quiet as hell, like you don't have an opinion.
I'm just stewing. I'm fucking mad at the chat right now. Talking about how Bam's not untouchable. Who are you going to get for Bam? You're going to trade for, I don't know. You're going to get John Collins? I don't know.
We're not trading Bam.
Anybody who's better than Bam is untouchable. Like,
Bam was the second best player on a fucking playoff team. His fucking first year as a starter.
He was the best player on Eastern Conference Finals team.
Yeah.
I had to go outside and get my food because I reduced this motherfucker's tip, and I didn't want to come back and spit in my food.
What did you get?
I don't know. Like, I went to, like, everything was like fucking like $8 delivery charges in like 55 minutes. So I picked some random spot. Never do that shit again.
He was hoping for that half off Papa John's tonight. It didn't happen.
Right.
Jack, do you have a
cardboard
pizza? I wouldn't pay for free Papa John's.
Jack, did you just pull out a book right now? Is that what you just did?
Do you ask if I pulled out a book right now?
Yeah, I saw something flash across your screen.
Are you that bored?
Are we fucking boring you?
Because you do look very professorous tonight.
I picked up my phone to check the chat.
Oh, all right. If anybody got questions, start sending them in too.
Yeah, Jack's ready for these fucking questions.
I have a couple additions to our Heat Beat movie. If anyone is interested,
oh, let's do the Heat Beat movie.
Let's go.
We've been trying to cast the Miami Heat movie. So hit us with I had a thing. Yeah, there we go.
I put it up for
hit us with hashtag Miami Heat movie.
Sponsored by Streambeat.
No, It's not.
No, it's definitely not.
I quit, by the way.
But we're trying to cast this movie. We stole this idea from Lorenzo, and he said it was okay. So it's not completely stolen. So, Brass, what do you got for us? Because can you run through who we already cast? Because yeah, I think
I'll
have some good
of these
ones.
Quick. I'll do some of these quick. So we got Pacino as Riley. Okay. We got and for Andy Ellisberg, we have
Jonah Hill. This movie's gonna win an Oscar, guys.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it sort of falls off a cliff in a minute. So we got Brian Cox.
That's perfect.
That is Harrison. So good.
We got Sam Jackson as UD.
Love it.
We got in a deleted scene. We do have Ed, American History X Ed Norton as my
director's
Leonard.
Cut. That's director's cut.
This one was suggested. This was the only suggestion we got on Twitter at hashtag Miami Heat movie. We have for Chris Quinn. Oh. We have DJ Qualls.
That's fucking great.
Which is fucking fantastic.
Of Hustle and Flow fame.
Oh my god, really I wasn't ready for that. That's
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic.
That's great. That's
fucking and great. Since it's a drip drop Friday, and I mean this is probably going to be a deleted scene because I'm sure he's going to be traded well before this movie goes even in production. Mm. However, we do have for Tyler Hero, Tom Holland.
God, man. No, one time
for a spider drop.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stark. I should have stayed at home.
Yeah, every night, every game this season, Tyler Hero's like, I don't feel so good.
Mr. Stark,
Mr. Butler, I should have stayed at home.
When he gets traded, Jimmy's going to go to Bam. I lost a kid. Great crowd.
Holy shit. That's
good. Drip drop.
Oh, my drip drop. Right.
We got.
There's some questions I saw fly
yeah,
by.
We also have some. JJock44 gave out a tier one sub.
Go Pat, go.
That's one more. That's one more. Remember, we're doing shots for subs, y'all.
Let's go.
Hit it, Moose.
I'll do one for this.
Brass, you got a button down on?
I have a polo. Why does everyone give me shit? It's a polo.
One time for Brass's polo. Drip drop.
You got that bubble coach look.
He really does.
Oh my god, I need a break before I take another shot.
That one was for the subs. Shout out to the subs.
You look like a fucking teaching assistant, Jack. Fuck off.
Oh, who's this Smith? Who's Smith and Smolnik?
He's the goat.
If you don't put those fucking heroes away.
I'm hungry, all right?
Get out of
That's
here.
All he could afford.
I feel like they come out of the box stale. Like you open the bag and it's already stale.
Just like his game.
Yeah.
Too much air in it.
Should have got rid of them earlier.
See if you bring it to the store and trade it for another cereal.
Been on the shelf too long.
You should have sold it at its high point.
Smeathen. I'm not flipping Tyler for DeMar. DeMar and who? Not DeMar.
Really?
DeMar straight up. No.
I need someone I can get some buckets. I need someone to help Jimmy.
Yeah, but you want to, but listen, I seen what his ship looked like when you anchor to it.
But that, he's
DeMar's
not the
one. DeMar's
not the anchor.
One.
That's the third option.
He's not my third option.
He's Eddie Jones's show, I will say.
See,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and do you trust Eddie Jones in the end of the fourth quarter in the playoffs?
No, I don't trust him.
Exactly.
No.
Also,
exactly.
Yeah, we've seen what his offense does in the playoffs.
That's what I'm talking about. You hitch onto that wagon, your ass is at the OK Corral.
You don't want to
get. I mean, it's better. Well, actually, Tyler does show up in the fourth.
You should. We should have
fourth quarter. Tyler's in.
Yeah.
I want somebody that can show up when I ring the bell.
We're not trading.
We can't trade Tyler
for somebody in his 30s.
No.
Like, that's too old. DeMar's like close to the end of his career. We can't do that.
You know what what's hard about this season and about this team is even when they win, it's so tough to watch. It's not fun basketball. Like it's
last year was pretty.
Yeah, last year was like, you know, 6 minutes. If there were like 6 minutes left in a close game, they would just hit a barrage of threes, and then it'd be like a 22-point game out of nowhere. This year is like,
or they're blowing you out. Like, yeah. That's what I was saying earlier. Yeah,
this year's a fucking Alf, grind.
This question grind. Is for you. Mm-hmm. This is for you, Alf.
No, because there's a little-known rule that if you save your challenges all the way to Game 7 of the Finals, you amass them all. So Spo will literally have close to 130 challenges by the time the Finals come around. So, I mean, it's a little-known rule. It's, like it's in the back of the rule book. But, like, basically, he can challenge every single play during the Game 7 of the Finals. So what he's doing is he's saving them up. It's really smart, right?
Like, long con.
Like what Moose said, heady
can
play.
You, can you use them
really
in a
smart.
Trade? Can you use them in a trade?
You can. You can. You,
oh, so, sweet. Cool.
Every 40 save challenges, it's like a $4 million trade exception. Like, these are things that you have to be like me where you, like, really go into the salary cap machinations and the rule book. Not everybody, you know, does their homework like I do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people know people, some people know sources. Alf knows everything.
I test.
Albert Random.
I read, you know. You guys sit there and look, you're reading stats and dissecting plays. I'm reading the fucking rule book trying to figure out why Spo won't challenge shit, a 4-point fucking turnaround in the fucking fourth quarter. Why wouldn't you challenge that?
It was a 12-point game. It could have been it went from 12
it
to 16.
Into a 16-point game really quick. The guy keeps his fucking leg out.
Challenge. Like, you want to extend this fucking game? You want to extend the thing?
No, but Jack, get what do you say? Jack, it's a 12-point game. It's about to be 16.
Yeah.
Even if you lose the fucking challenge, now it's a 16-point game. Now there is nothing to challenge. Now you really, that's when you throw out the precious actual loser cigar and say, well, we lost this shit. You know, let's go the fuck home. Like, you didn't even – I don't get it. The guy kicked his leg out. Now, there was contact up top after the release. I don't know. You know, it could go either way. You know, shout out to the deuces. But he kicked his leg out. That is supposed to be an offensive foul. Even if you lose that, you give your team a chance with down 12 instead of letting them go down 16.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Game 7 of the Finals, we're going to be so happy we have that
time. We're going to need that one.
Yep.
Yeah. But Jack, tell me, what is the drawback?
There's no drawback. You're right. Like, I just don't want to see this team play more minutes than I have to. I didn't even watch the minutes that I had to. But
yes, we know, Jack.
We know.
The thing, I just don't understand that rule anymore. Like, they used to call it for like a couple of weeks and then they completely stopped calling it. I don't understand the kickout rule anymore. Like, I understand what it should be in my mind, but clearly the refs see something completely different. Where's Siobhan? I gotta ask her about this officiating bullshit.
We need Tony Brothers on, and we are angling to get Tony Brothers on this show at some point, probably in the off season. By the way, you know, if that's why I haven't made fun of his face in a long time, and said, you know, if you don't want your balls to look like Tony Brothers, like, I just want him to, you know, if he goes back and watches a couple of shows,
you just did it.
I know, but yeah. this is minute 45 of a game, a loss against the Pacers. He's not going to find this one.
He's not going to make it to minute 45.
Yeah, I used to do like, I mean, we still got, thank you guys who are sticking around for minute 45.
We lost him at the second drip drive.
You're welcome, Alf. You're welcome.
I'm not drinking anymore for this game.
OTF Jeffrey subscribed for 2 months with Prime, so.
Thank you. Oh, shit. Shout so out. That's two All right. shots.
All right, thank Jeffrey. You. Jeff,
I'm gonna take a shot
one
for
time
Jeffrey.
For Jeffrey, drip drop.
I'm not saying that this team looked like shit, but I'm saying
doo doo drop.